The White Shadow Knows, short story number 152 by Larry Vardaman. Dogs have many personalities. Some like to herd sheep or small children or even basketballs, like Sophia, my daughter-in-law Kristen's border collie. Some like to fetch balls, frisbees, and small logs from a lake or river, like Jake and May, my daughter Laura's black lab, or my daughter Kelly's shepherd Sharpei mix. Others, like my daughter Michelle's Bichon Frise Shih Tzu, Terabyte, or Shih Tzu Yorkie, Miss Lily, like to sit on your lap and be petted or have their ears scratched. Most dogs are smarter than I am. They can weasel through a door or into my chair before I can claim my territory. And they know how to get me to open the door or provide meals at the most inconvenient time. But my wife Jeanette's Maltese Buttons is the smartest, most engaged dog I've ever known. He's 10 years old and is like the Farmers Insurance Company's commercial, "He's learned a thing or two because he's seen a thing or two." We first noticed that Buttons would bark at men when they carry a tool, like an electric drill or a screwdriver. He'd growl like he was about to attack and tear their arm off, but he never carried out his threat. On the other hand, he loves women and always lets them pet him. He's so persistent about growling and barking at men with tools, we decided he must have been mistreated as a puppy by the husband of the wife by the woman who raised him. As he grew older, he began to engage in TV programs and news. We frequently watch television with Buttons beside Jeanette in her chair, and he gets anxious when we watch detective and mystery shows with spooky music and people sneaking around. He quivers and his eyes get large. If someone on TV wrestles with another person, fires a gun, or just hugs somebody, he'll jump off the chair and lunge at the screen. We frequently have to change the channel or turn the program off because he becomes so excited. The fascinating thing about his television watching is how involved he gets. He becomes wide-eyed, intent on every move, and pants heavily. TV watching with him is like attending a melodrama. He keeps track of every person and knows who the bad guy is before we do. Somehow he senses the evil actors, and they don't have to wear a black hat. Buttons tries to warn us about the bad guys. I think his primary concern is to protect Jeanette, because when she goes shopping, leaving him and me alone, Buttons just falls asleep on the arm of my chair and ignores the TV. Now that Jeanette and I are in a senior living facility, he's become a favorite of the many ladies here. He'll run through the halls to be petted and has a number of favorites he scratches on their door to see. He's even become friends with some of the men, unless they're carrying tools. I'm looking forward to Halloween next week when I plan to dress him in a black spider costume and release him on the tenants. Having Buttons in our home is like living with the shadow, except he's white, doesn't wear a hat or cloak, and barks rather than speaking in a deep, threatening voice, like the radio character.